Just as it appeared that the French would succeed in gaining hegemony over the original 13 British colonies, revolutionary generals won a string of large battles against the British. In the process, American forces captured British-controlled Yorktown, and they managed to defeat the British General Cornwallis's army, two victories accomplished with relatively little French support. Due to heavy losses sustained in both battles, in 1782, the British Parliament voted to end the fighting in the New World and instead to open direct peace talks with the American government, who, as I already noted, had been forced to cede foreign policy and therefore rights to negotiate any such peace to the French government. Recognizing their loss of sovereignty, the new American government chose instead to conduct their peace negotiations with the British in secret, without French knowledge, operating behind the backs of their closest allies so that they could end the war as soon as possible on their own terms. As a result of these secret negotiations, in spring 1782, the British withdrew their forces from the American colonies in order to reinforce the Caribbean and Canada from imminent French attacks. As part of their fleet sailed towards the Caribbean in the Battle of Saintes in April 1782, the British Navy surprised and destroyed a massive French fleet stationed off of Guadeloupe, effectively crippling the French Navy in the New World and creating a stalemate of the great European powers in their competition for control of the Western Hemisphere. The American Revolutionary War ended just 7 years before the French Revolution began on 14 July 1789. And as a result of the catastrophe at Guadeloupe, the French suddenly found themselves severely weakened on the international stage. They had invested heavily in men, ships, and materiel to win hegemony in North America. Their plan had backfired, resulting in substantial military and economic losses. Rather than seizing control of North America and all its resources, the French had overcommitted themselves to the American Revolution and paid heavily when Choiseul's plan fell apart. The British had likewise overstretched themselves in their efforts to suppress the American Revolution, and they saw their troop levels in the New World dangerously depleted. And with the heavy expenses of war and the loss of revenues flowing from the American colonies, the British economy faltered. In fact, the sole victor of the American Revolution was the Americans, who not only won their independence, but who also received vast tracts of land to their west and a better political and military position relative to the world's two superpowers who had, until then, dominated the Western Hemisphere, the crippled British and French. Choiseul's original plan came extremely close to establishing the French as the world's preeminent empire, but in the end, the American Revolution cost the French dearly and gave them very little in return. The events surrounding the French war against America highlight a calculated attempt by the French to use secret agents in America to draw the colonies into the French sphere of influence, buttressing the French position against their European rivals. And the French plan not only failed, but seriously weakened the French and the British just a few years before the total collapse of the French monarchy in July 1789. This was the setting on the eve of the age of the French Revolution and the coming wars against Napoleon that will be the subjects of our next two lectures.
This ends Lecture 9.